Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to say welcome to the Ask Yaya Feeney Show. Today is February 3rd, 2013. We are in a brand new year, looking forward to and what we, actually what the show is about, looking forward to an abundant life this year. I would like to say welcome to our host, our priestess, Sister Yaya Feeney. Welcome, Yaya Feeney. How are you today?
I am doing very, very well, feeling very abundantly blessed. Thank you so much, Ruby, for always being here and encouraging the work and making sure that all that we are trying to do as servants and humble servants of God is realized. So thank you and all of my listeners for tuning in. I know today is Super Bowl. Who are listening to us live, you know, I commend you on that. And for those who are listening in archive, I hope your team won.
Yes, yes. Well, I like to say thank everyone, our listeners and our people in the chat room. Today's show is A Balanced Life is a Source for Endless Abundant Miracles When Mind, Matter, and Spirit Are Aligned. Just listening to those words, abundant, miracle, your mind, and all of that, when it's aligned, is, I don't know, it's just amazing. It's sort of, it takes your breath away when you hear all of those, when you hear certain words together, and when you sort of know what they mean, but you have to put them together to understand what they mean when they are combined. And today, Yaya Feeney will do that for us. She will put all of those things, she will align them for us, and give us that balance that we need. Sister Yaya Feeney, would you please do the meditation for us at this time?
Okay. I have a meditation that as a matter of fact, next month I will be launching my new line of meditation CDs. I'm so happy about that, proud about that, and we'll be meditating to that come March.
Wow. So those of you,
yes. Yeah, so that's my new product for this year. Yay! So those who are part of my YayaFeeney.com family, you will get the information in my newsletter. And for those of you who are not getting my newsletter yet, please go to YayaFeeney.com and sign up, and you will be able to see and hear a little of the CD and see what we have available. We have a meditation to Yemonja. For today, I want you to just relax. Close your eyes. Visualize in front of you a blue candle. It could be dark blue or light blue. And light that candle and let that flame radiate as a blue light. Not yellow, but as a blue light. As we go in to allow the healing, nurturing energy of Yemonja, who is the Divine Mother, who is the spring, the water spring of life, from where we came from in our mothers to where we remain abundantly blessed with having blood in our veins. So I will chant to Yemonja, and allow you to just visualize that blue light just permeating all over your body, feeling the calm and the gentle love of the Divine Mother. Agolona o yale, Agolona o yale, yale o miye, yale o miabe ayaba niyo. Agolona o yale, Agolona o yale, yale yalote, yale o miabe ayaba miyo. Yale yalode, yale omiabe ayaba miyo. Okuo yale yalode, yale omiabe ayaba miyo. Aki yamiye manja ajubayi, yamiye manja ajubayi, adupeo yamiyo, adupeo. I want you to feel the energy of the loving, calming energy of Yemonja. And whenever you're ready, and only when you're ready, you can come back to this present time. Yeah. And you're bringing your awareness back to this moment so you can open your eyes and wiggle your toes and move around. Let's enjoy the rest of this beautiful energy of balancing your life. Ashe.
Oh, thank you very much. Okay, family, welcome back. I hope that was cleansing for you, very cleansing for me. Okay, the call-in number is 310-742-1887. And I want you to go to YayFeeny.com. There you can find her upcoming events. You can go to her blog. You can find out anything you want to know about her. You can find out about all of her products and, you know, her teachings and exactly what she does. I wanted to read something to you that when you go to her website, and This touched me very much. It says, "My greatest desire for everyone is to know who they are and whose they are by opening their minds, going within, and trusting the power of spirit to create the life they deserve and desire." This was written by Yaya Feeny, and it's amazing because this is who she is, and this is actually what she wants for each person, for everyone. And so if you're in earshot of her voice, actually listen and take in what she's saying. She's very knowledgeable, and she has a gift, and she shares that, you know, every first Sunday of the month. She shares that free of charge. There's no cost to listen to her, to get her wisdom and to get the knowledge that she has. this is free. And you can get your questions answered. You can talk to her on everything. If you need to talk to her privately, where there's some things people don't want to share online, you can always email her at yayafeeny@bellsouth.net. And there's also a toll-free number, 1-888-419-5848. And when you go to her website, yayafeeny.com, sign up for the newsletter. She mentioned earlier, you know, when we first started the show, sign up for her newsletter. It's a lot of information. So, okay, let's, you know, as I guess as the kids say, let's get this show started, okay? Do you want to get started? Do you want to go ahead and start? Okay.
Yes. Well, today, of course, I'm excited because we're talking about love. Valentine's Day is coming up. We have, this is a jam-packed month. We have Black History Month. We have President's Day, where people go and shop, you know. And we have American Heart Day, that you can make sure that you get your physical to check your blood pressure. Wear red, I think it was on the 1st of February. So this month is always packed with a lot of activity. But my focus today is on February the 4th. I wanted to call attention to the power of authentic self-love. You know, during February, many of the commercials are intended for consumers to focus on getting and receiving romantic tokens of affection. You know, there will be hundreds of commercials inviting you to give to your lover flowers, candy, jewelry, cards, or lingerie, and all kinds of things that show sentiment and emotion. And now I see that there's even there are even cards for family and friends and co-workers for February the 14th. February 14th is the day that was chosen, and I did the historical origin of Valentine's Day, and it was if I can remember briefly, it was a story of a poet that wanted to write to his lover and didn't have the confidence, so he was writing her these different letters. Then there's another story that says that a woman had a negative relationship with her mother, and she wrote her these love notes and wanted to make February the 14th a day that we focus on love. So there are two different stories about it, but all of it is about someone who needed to write sweet notes and send and receive gifts from their lover. And today we want to focus on, what is your story about your love? What is the story that you have? What is important to you? And are you ready to change your status from single to attached? And so we want to talk about some of the steps to go towards that, or just about embracing yourself, embracing the love that you have for being alive, for being here, for being worthy. And so a balanced life, as we say, is a source for endless, abundant miracles. When you have a balanced life, that means that you are not only creating a world where you are financially stable, and but you have to have a place where you are physically well as well. And so to have a balanced life, it means that all aspects of all nine of your souls have to be balanced. They have to have the connecting rods that give you the opportunity that on the different vibratory levels that you have, you will be able to perceive the blessings of each one of those different aspects of your soul, of your energy field. And so a balanced life is a source for endless, abundant miracles. When you are balanced, when you have a balanced life in your home, in your career, in your love life, in your romance, in your family, in your culture, in your spirit, all of that, in your sexual soul, it gives you a resonance that when you walk in life, you only expect, because you're open to receive. When you have a balanced life, of course, you're in a place of giving. authentically from a place of knowing that what I'm doing matters, what I'm doing, even if I don't get the answer right then or I get the reward that I want, the fact that I'm giving is creating an energy field for abundance for me. So giving unconditionally, giving because you know that giving is a blessing, or giving just because at that moment you are the best person or the only person to give, that's what gives us, creates that energy for abundance. And the miracle happens when we least expect the blessing to return, the abundance to come to us. That's when the miracle happens. And when the miracle happens, it comes to all aspects of us. It comes to us mentally, on our physical self, and in our spirit. And so when we have a balanced life, we have to create the type of life that we are living healthy, thinking healthy things, putting positive vibrations into the universe so that we will be able to receive the blessing of whatever energy you call or you know as God. If your source, whatever name you know God as, you know that that is your abundant center or receiving love and abundance. And so some of the things that we wanted to talk about today is how do we go move forward in getting those things that when we think of the 14th, February the 14th, we feel, oh my gosh, I don't have that romance. I don't have that love. I'm disconnected from those who are supposed to be my source of encouragement. And so today we want to talk about shifting the negative thoughts about who you are and whose you are is the first step to authentic self-recovery. Knowing who you are means that you accept yourself, of course, in your circumstances, whatever the circumstances you find yourself in. That is you. That is you on a journey towards perfection. And perfection is not something that you seek mentally. Perfection is embracing in the moment exactly what it is and who you are in that moment. So if you are a single mother working and what in the moment sometimes you're struggling, if you're a single father struggling, if you are a person that has physical challenges, if you are a person who just broke up from your long-term relationship, if you are a person who is seeking to, who is a widow, you have in this moment today connect your attention to the power of self-love. And so if you are in this particular case with the illness or imbalance, what you may call imbalance, is embracing everything that's happening to you right now and find out, am I alone on this path? Am I the only one? Am I feeling this disconnect because I have been abandoned, I have not been supported? When you connect to the fact that who you are in this moment is a person that is just about to evolve to another level, you are at the breaking point. When you feel your lowest, you are at the breaking point of receiving your highest. And so if you are ill, widowed, romantically challenged right now, if you're financially challenged and you want to find where is the abundance for me, is embrace exactly what's happening and ask what is the lesson in this and what is the blessing. When you acknowledge the lesson sometimes is that we made choices or you may have made a choice that brought you to where you are. So embrace it. You're not perfect and you're still here. You're still breathing. You still have an opportunity to make a different choice if and when it comes back. And so acknowledging in the moment that you are perfect, that you love yourself enough to admit and even look at it with a sense of humor. You know, I got here because I put the wrong foot first, or I put my foot in my mouth, or I allowed others to have power over me or whatever. But always acknowledge where you are and acknowledge that the blessing in this is that you're not alone because your spirit, your connecting rod to God, is always there with you. Even in the moment when you're making a wrong choice, you have choice as a way of addressing some of the some of the lessons that you have to learn. You ask for this experience so that you can grow. And so instead of looking at it as a negative thing or something that is going to be like this forever, then you want to, of course, look at it as something that is in the moment, embrace it, in the moment, accept it, that this too is part of God, that you are, on February the 14th, a perfect person, because you are in the process of breaking through to an abundant next chapter to your life. And whose you are is you are an expression, a physical expression and an extension of the divine. So you always have an opportunity to do something that's going to give the universe balance by sharing yourself. And so if you, as this Valentine's Day, if you happen to be single and not dating or unattached romantically, you can choose to spend February feeling lonely, defeated, insecure, desperate, or ashamed. In many instances, you may feel downright overwhelmed if you don't think that you are going to receive a gift. Sometimes we panic and feel, oh my gosh, I don't have a Valentine. I'm not going to the Valentine's dance, so I'm not going to get some chocolates. And that's real, because there's so much hoopla leading up to Valentine's Day with free flowers and discounts. And so you're feeling, well, if I'm not getting it, that means that there's something wrong with me, so I need to fix it. And so let me do something desperate. On the other hand, you can choose to buy yourself some flowers if it's important to you. You know, or buy yourself some champagne or yourself some chocolate. You can treat yourself to a spa day, go out to dinner, if that date is important to you. You know, if February the 14th, the hoopla is making you emotionally feel that you need to receive it, give it to yourself. You can authentically love yourself just as you are.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that everyone needs to be valued and loved and looking for respect. But however, at times you may feel that these types of energies of compassion and respect has to come from someone else. You know, oftentimes the thing that we can give one, give us a clear picture of how we are loved and valued is simply to shift the energy in your mind, your body, and your spirit. And so when you shift your mind from feeling that the 14th is doomsday, you open your spirit to feeling like, you know, you feel in the spirit like, well, this is a day I'm going to spend to love me. I'm going to fill my bathtub with bubbles. I'm going to buy me a little thing of chocolates and champagne, and I'm going to toast to all of the things that I love about myself. You know, so shifting the energy, the negative thoughts of who you are and whose you are is the first step. Mentally, once you shift that energy, you are on your way. You're on your way to say, you know, in this moment, I'm perfect the way I am. So I'm going to take a break here, and you can jump in, Ruby, because, you know, I'll just go on and on and on.
You know, I used to feel that way. You know, it's been a few years ago that I used to feel that way. And, you know, I used to get flowers and the cards and everything. It was just nice. But when I no longer received that, you know, my thought was always the same. Okay, I know I deserve this, so why am I not getting them? What am I not doing wrong? Am I not putting out? Is that the reason why I'm not getting these things anymore? And it puts you in a bad place. And I, you know, in 1 year, I sat there and I thought, hey, I do deserve this. And so, and you're absolutely right, you know. So I sent some flowers to myself. You know, I'm not big on candy, but I sent some flowers to myself. I called the florist. I knew exactly what flowers I wanted, and I picked out the little bear that I wanted, and I didn't have to let someone else send it to me and pretend like, oh, yes, that's exactly what I wanted. When it arrived, it was exactly what I wanted. And so now, you know, whether anyone else does it or not, I do it for myself because I deserve to treat myself. You know, I don't do a lot, but I treat myself. I send myself the flowers and a bear, and I fix myself some my seafood because I love seafood. So I make sure I fix some seafood for myself, and I just totally pamper myself. And because, like you said, I feel like I deserve it, whether anyone else thinks I do or not. And so I enjoy it, and I embrace the fact that I love me.
And you're connected to your authentic self. You're connected to you. You're connected to the fact that I know whose I am. You know, as we get older, it becomes easier. But when we're talking, and if there are people who are listening to the show that are young, and the bombardment and their friends are showing them, oh, my God, this is what I got. I just got engaged. And that kind of pressure sometimes take you into the material world and you forget that, you know what, I'm happy for that person that's receiving it. And I'm happy that if it's important to me, today we're going to use some things, some strategies to get yours by the end of next year. And I promise you, you will receive it. Because when you are focused on a plan, you live your life in a way that every day you become focused on it, and it becomes part of your reality. You actually have time management focusing on how to step-by-step accomplish things in your life. We have to organize, you know, and have a list, not to organize to get a list to go trap something you'll make, but actually organize the type of things that you do for yourself. Self-discipline is the biggest gift that we can give to ourselves because it allows us to acknowledge that we are imperfect and it's okay and that there's room to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And you just focus on what it is that you're going to do, what it is that you want. So if you can take steps towards moving the negative thoughts, you say, next year, this time, I am going to be in a different place. I'm going to be attached. I'm going to be with the person that I love and that loves me back. That's, if it's important, give yourself that plan. And shift your mind from feeling, oh, gosh, I'm overwhelmed right now, versus, oh, I'm at the birthing of this new experience that I am going to complete by next year. And you will, trust me. Four seasons is a guarantee of finding exactly what it is you want. In a year, you will receive it. Trust me. I wanted to read also, is there anyone that wants to call in at this time, or should I go on?
You can go on.
Okay, in my book, Meaningful Monday, on page 73, I have a little chapter here that says, Falling in Love with Self. I wanted to read that. It's, living in the present can at times cause us to forget about ourselves. One's expectations to be a successful adult can be exhausting and stressful. These same expectations can also be emotionally, psychologically, and physically depleting. There seems to be a fewer and fewer hours in a day and more strangers coming into our lives. It seems at times that we are not getting love from our friends and families when we want it. Sometimes we are not as loving and giving as others would like or expect us to be. In order to fill that void that will make us feel balanced, productive, supported, and loved, we must fall in love with ourselves first. And I have a list of those, and I wanted to go over the list of the things that you can put in place to start your self-loving campaign. We can learn to treat ourselves as we do our lovers. When you're in love, you always think good things about the person. Oh, wow, this is such a beautiful moment. Oh, this is, oh, when I wake up, this feels so good to be alive. I just love my house. I love my hips, I love my mouth, I love my nose, I love everything about myself. I may not like X, Y, and Z, but you know what? It's been good to me, so I love it. So we can learn to treat ourselves as we do our lovers. Say loving things to ourselves. That's number two. So number one, we can learn to treat ourselves as we do our lovers. Number two, say loving things to ourselves. You know, you can stop at the mirror. You know, I am just, God, I am a great person. I have a wonderful brain. I am brilliant. You know, for me to figure out how to change that light bulb, I am brilliant. You know? So number three, take ourselves out on a weekend getaway. Go to a movie. Go to the library. Go to a spa. Go for a walk on the beach. Take a book with you and just start writing things that are flooding, that are just flowing through your head. Dress up, groom, and be a model on your own runway show. So when you dress up and you're going out, don't dress up because you're dressing up so others will be pleased. Dress up because, damn, I look good. Ooh. Pick out your clothes and say, oh, my Lord, I want to date me. You know, give yourself a small inspiring cards and love notes around your home and workplace. If ever you visit me, my house, I have all types of affirmation. I am an authentic, I'm an abundant person. I have no love. Those things are important on the day that you don't feel it. They remind you to go. Get back. Get back to, you know, what you want to see manifest in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm an organized, abundant, loving, successful, powerful person. You write that on there. The days when you feel insecure, frightened, ugly, desperate, you read that sucker a couple of times, you jump right back into place and say, yeah, that's right. And you create an energy in the universe that abundance is going to come to you. Number six, give yourself big hugs. Hug yourself. Just give yourself a tight hug. For those who are listening right now, just wrap your arms and say, oh, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Changes the energy. Give yourself, at number seven, give yourself at least two compliments a day. Give yourself a compliment because in our heads we tend to listen to the negative things that have been told to us, the negative things that we believe about ourselves, and the negative things that cause us to feel worse than we're feeling in that moment. So find something that you can compliment yourself about. Ooh, I love my toes. Or I am a very loving and generous person. And when you say that, the next person that you see on the corner that needs something, go ahead and give them a dollar. Or if you're in the grocery line, go ahead and pay for the person's drink, their coffee. You know, when you go through the toll.
Mm-hmm.
I did that the other day, you know. I paid for somebody else's parking time had expired, and I got me $2 worth of quarters, and I went down the line just putting quarters in people. And the lady, the meter maid, she was looking at me. She just dropped her head and started smiling because I wasn't doing anything illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess she felt the energy. I was like a little mischievous child. But you feel so good about yourself. I got in my car and I said, yes. And I'm sure the person that came, some of them may have recognized that, you know, they had ran out of time. And some may not have. I don't care. I was not doing it for them. I was doing it pretty much for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Give yourself at least two compliments a day. Take self-love seriously. You know, it is very important for you to find that place that you can accept yourself. Whatever the drama, whatever the things, the issues that you've had in your life, always find a place that, you know what, I'm still here. We call a purpose, say, I may be a woman, I may be ugly, but I'm here. Dance when no one is watching. Just turn on your music and just dance in the morning while you're getting dressed. Put on your favorite and just dance. That shifts the whole energy because you remember what you were doing when you were listening to it, and you're just learning some moves that if, you know, anyone saw it, they would be like, oh, my God. But you're dancing for you. You're not asking anyone to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10, eat one of your guilt foods once a month. I had mine last night. I had me some ice cream. It was so good. I had me a nice thing of Tofutti ice cream. It was so delicious. I think I ate a little bit too much, but that's okay. Because I went to yoga this morning and I burnt that up. But eat once, you know, eat it and feel good. And eat as much as you want to. And work it out the next day. You know, don't allow anyone, number 11, don't allow anyone to break up your relationship with yourself. If you have a day that you take for yourself, don't let anyone come in there. It's just like you're having a relationship, you know, like it says, you have to treat yourself as you do your lover. You don't let anybody come in there and take your mate. Do the things that you know your mate needs to keep yourself grounded. So do those things. Don't let anything or anyone, don't let work, don't let children, don't let anything, husband, wife, no one take care and take break you from your relationship with yourself. And lastly, number 12, reject self-loathing and treat yourself with the kindness and respect you show to your best friend. You know, when you say something to your best friend and you hurt their feelings, you call them back and say, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
Mm-hmm.
So do that with yourself. When you say something and you offend someone, say, you know, I know I was just feeling bad that morning. You know, yeah, I didn't need to go there. I did not need to spend a whole day feeling sad and depressed and angry because somebody pissed me off at work. I'm so sorry. I need to just forgive myself for feeling like that and move forward. So those are the 12 things that I have in falling in love, you know, with yourself. Treat ourselves as we do our lovers. Say loving things to ourselves. Take ourselves out on a weekend getaway. Dress up, groom, and be a model of your own runway show. Give yourself small, inspiring cards and love notes around your home and workplace. Give yourself big hugs. Give yourself at least 2 compliments a day. Take self-love seriously. Dance when no one is watching. Eat one of your guilt foods once a month. Don't allow anyone to break up your relationship with yourself. And reject self-loathing and treat yourself with the kindness and respect you would show your best friend. That is the way that you shift your head. You shift your mind from negative thoughts about who you are and whose you are.
Can you give that page number again? Someone in the chat room needs the page number.
It's page 73, Falling in Love with Self.
Okay, thank you very much. 73? Okay, thank you. You know, that's funny because my son just went away to college, well, 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, and before then, one of the things that I did not do, because I used to have my kids all the time, I didn't take time for myself. But as my youngest got older and had his own friends and did his own thing, basically, that's when I started taking a little time for myself. But I used to feel so guilty for taking that time and not necessarily for taking that time, but for needing that time, for feeling like I needed that time. But now that you know, I don't have any little children anymore, you know, my friends say, you know, they'll call me, you want to go out, you want to go to the movies? And I'm thinking, you know, I tell them, oh, I'm not at home. I'm out of town. I'm somewhere because I've just gotten in my car and gone wherever I was going, driving for a few hours, and wherever I found myself and I was tired or hungry, I just stopped and that's where I spent the weekend. And so I love doing that because it's,
wow,
you know, it's not something that you do every weekend, but you do it every once in a while because you feel like you need it. And, you know, and I would like to say to, you know, people listening on the line and our family in the chat room that, you know, that's something that you should not feel guilty about needing, is time to spend with yourself.
Yes. Wow, that's powerful. I love that, that you just get in the car and then, you know, just find life will give you exactly what it is that you need. And I know the connections that you make to yourself at that time is just so amazing. And the thing that I wanted to say also is that, you know, when you were talking about when you're raising children and you don't have time for yourself, all of us have been there. All of us have lived in that chapter because we're living in a society, we are social people. We need others to encourage us and to support us and to give us a break and to babysit and to be there for us even when we don't realize that we need their help. And so we live in a culture now that we're not as social as we would to be our authentic self, to be at our best. many of us move away from our family units. Our family has broken up for one reason or another, job situation. You go off to college, you fall in love, you go live in another city, you go pursue another career, and opportunities happen. And so we've moved away from the concept of the, everybody living in a small town and everybody was there. You could leave your door open and someone would make sure that your child had lunch if something happened. We don't live in that reality anymore. Mm-hmm. Our support group and our family now is the internet. And some of these social media groups. That's our new family. And so, and it is what it is. We can say it's bad. We can say it's good. The fact is, that's what it is. And so when we're raising children on our own, we have to be there to meet most of their needs, if not all of their needs, until they're adults. Because we don't have that built-in auntie, cousin, co-wife, extended family, grandma, great-grandma, great-aunt, right there to pick up the slack, to call the child here when you can't do it. So you have to do it. So a feeling guilty for ourselves is because that guilt is the feeling of longing for community. It's longing for community. So what we could do is create that community if it really makes you feel overwhelmed to the point where you start beating up on yourself, that all of us have done, and feeling guilty when you take the time for yourself, that you feel that you always have to be micromanaging somebody else's life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I acknowledge that, you know, we live in a different community. We live in a different world. And so you can create it. Create a support group that is going to give you what it is that you need. If you have a challenge with combing your daughter's hair every day, then create, you can do a blog on hair combing. People have such loving relationships. I have made so many loving contacts and relationships for years that I met through social media. That's how I met you, Ruby. You know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I met you through a social media. So this is our new reality. So if you know what it is that you require, you have to state it. But first you have to acknowledge that you need it and you want it and that it's part of your birthright to have it. So you can just start a group of mothers who need a minute to go away for a weekend. And you'll find that there are other women just like you. So we have to create this world. Take the social media, take the Facebook, take the all of the other things that create a society of support and make it your support world so that you don't feel guilty, as all of us have done when we were young. And for those young women who are listening now, feeling overwhelmed, that you have to do everything. I was a client last night, and she just broke down and was crying. She felt so overwhelmed because the relationship with her and her mate and her husband, they have not defined clearly exactly a plan for maneuvering this thing they call marriage. So when she comes mm-hmm. home from work, she has to pick up the baby, come home, she has to cook. He is not helping to clean up the house because he's in school. So when he comes home, he's tired. She comes home, he's tired. So they're getting to the point where they don't even like each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and in doing so, to say find yourself or find a moment where you can find a place in your home that is yours, that you can connect to loving yourself enough that when you go back into the group, you know, I was sharing with them as well that traditionally in most, I'm going to use the word civilized cultures, you know, and civilized cultures that evolved and knew the power of relationships. In ancient Africa, in India, in most indigenous cultures were so civilized that they acknowledged that every person needs to have a place that is their own space. Every woman needs her own room. Every man needs his own cave. And we try to make it now into a thing that you have to have one bedroom and both of you just learn to compromise for the rest of your life. Rather than saying, you know what, I need my space to be junky, to be disorganized, and to do other things that gives me identity, and you need a place to do what it is that you do to make you authentically you, versus I need to come in and fix you.
Mm-hmm.
Have your own space. It was, remember back in the day when people were married for a number of years, the woman, the man would always have his room and the woman would have her room?
Yes.
And they would cross, come over to, you know, whoever's room it is when it was time for them to be intimate. If you do that today with most from the bombardment of what romance and what sex and what role marriage is supposed to be, people don't have that. So you have a man having a man cave and the woman complaining that he's in his man cave more than he is with her, and the woman is complaining that she's doing all of the work to clean up the space where in her bedroom she wants it to be nice and smelling rosy. So you have to make that kind of compromise of deciding, okay, am I going to spend the rest of my life complaining because he keeps the toilet seat up, complaining that he doesn't pick up his socks, and he's complaining that you have all of these girly things in the bathroom? Or can you create a reality where you have your own sacred space and you have your sacred room and your sacred space and look at it as that's what may work for you? Don't look at it as if your friends knew, they would think that your marriage is in trouble. You don't have to tell anybody that that's what you have. If this is what gives you a sense of grounding, you have to treat yourself as you would with your lover. You want to always look your best and be appealing. So it may require you to sometimes have a sacred space and not just go and sleep on the couch where, you know, there's an argument.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we may want to look at that. And I was talking to the couple last night, and they have an empty room in their house. And they only go in there when they're angry with the other person. I said, make that whole room has a purpose that is taking away from the relationship. Why don't one of you just take that as your space that you can do the things that's annoying to the other person for yourself if it makes you feel good? If all you want to do is play video games and do whatever it is, it can be living with other people. You have to learn how to socialize and how to connect and how to organize and harmonize, but you don't have to lose yourself.
Yes.
You don't have to lose yourself in the process of trying to be a support to someone else. You have to come from a place that you're strong and you're grounded. And so that was one of the things that I shared with them, that, you know, you have to look at your relationship as what it is. Look at it for what it is. If you spend more time fussing and complaining about the other person, the way that they are or their authentic self, then maybe you need to do something about, you know, doing what it is that you need from you, and then let the other person do what it is that they need to do right within the home. And then you come together for supper, you come together for sex, you come together for dating each other. The intrigue, the mystery is there. You can do little notes in it, drop off little things as if you were dating and the person lives in another place. But, you know, create that kind of an environment that you can attract that kind of thing to remove that negative thought of that you're not being given the things that you want or that you have to fix the other person. Because the other person is not perfect, versus acknowledging them for who they are and acknowledging yourself and creating a space where they can have the support that they need to be better for themselves. And then when you come together. So I hope that makes a little sense, but to me it makes a lot.
Yes, it does. It really does. And that's one of the things. First of all, family, feel free to jump in here. Because, you know, this is a discussion that later on a lot of people will have questions about, and they'll say that they wish they had asked the question. So, family, you can type your questions in the chat room, or you can call in. And our family who is listening, the call-in number is 310-742-1887. That's 310-742-1887. And be sure to press the number 1 if you want to speak on the air. We do understand that it's Super Bowl Sunday, and a lot of our family members are preparing to watch the game, or they're on their way to a friend or a family member's house
to watch the game, and later on they will listen to the archive of this. And Yaya Feeney, that's when you'll get a lot of calls and a lot of emails saying, oh, I listened to the archive and this is my question. It would be nice if we had them on the line now to ask questions. But we don't have that. And But I'm enjoying having you. We do have some people in the chat room who are listening to us, and I'm sure they're enjoying this as much as I am. But, you know, it's and people don't want to ask questions right now. So that's fine. I'm enjoying having you all to myself and talking to you. But family, also, I really want to mention that you should go to the website, yayafeeney.com, and look at the products, the classes, and the different things that she's doing, and to add your name to the newsletter. And Yaya Feeney, I have a question. I understand that you have a class on the second Tuesday of every month from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m., and I see that is listed on your website. Can you tell me a little bit about, or tell the family a little bit about those classes?
Okay, the class that we have here on Tuesdays, it's a class on, I'm looking for it now, upcoming. You
it's
have
the,
it on upcoming event?
It's the, I'm probably pronouncing this wrong, Aberissa?
Yeah, Laurisha.
Okay.
And that's under the upcoming events, right?
Yes. Yes, it is. Aberissa classes. And I can
Aberissa classes. Those are classes for people who are interested in Yoruba, Lukumi, Ifa, spiritual practice. Because many of us have been raised as Christian, as myself. That was the faith that I was introduced to at my birth. And so these are classes that will help us, people who are seeking or who are looking for clarity once you have converted to a traditional African spiritual system.
Mm-hmm.
And so the class, the level one class we have that I've started is the Path to Orisha. What is Orisha? What is this practice that we have? What is it? How did you choose it, or did it choose you? What is Orisha tradition? Who is Olodumare? That is the name that the Yoruba people call, or the Lukumi people call, or the Ifa practitioners call for God. And then we have Yoruba Lukumi history. How is it that in the Western Hemisphere we have in Cuba, and which is in the system that I was initiated or ordained in, is Lukumi, and it's very important for people to know the history of it, because sometimes we get involved from one reason or another, or get introduced to this faith through sometimes a challenge that you have in your life, or someone told you about somewhere that you can go get a reading, and next thing you know you're involved, or perhaps you just did some reading on it and you think it was nice, and you looked on the website, and people find me like that and come to one of my lectures, or I may be at a university doing a lecture, or you bought a book, and I talk about different aspects of Lukumi or Yoruba or Ifa tradition. And so that's important to know the history. And then I have the what, when, how, and where to receive your beads, your warriors, initiation. Why is there a cost attached to spiritual work? Then we have classes on the godparent, a godchild relationship, choosing a godparent. What are the responsibilities of a godparent to the godchild? What are the responsibilities of a godchild to the godparent? What do we, when you come as far as you can with a godparent, what do you do? How do you deal with a trauma before initiation? Because some people go into initiation or ordination as priests, and they still have traumatic relationships that come up even after initiation. So it's a number, there are a number of very heavy subjects that we teach in the Aberissa classes on worshipers, people who are looking for more connection to exactly what is this religious practice that people are doing. Is it what we hear on the internet, or is it something that you can incorporate it? How do you incorporate an ancient African tradition in a Western environment? And so that class is very, very nice class that that we offer. And this particular class, I teach it myself.
Okay, I have someone in the chat room. She wants to know, when are you going to have your mediumship class?
The mediumship classes, we have, hold on, I have this thing saying I disconnected from something. Oh, no, that's something else. The mediumship classes, I did them in November. I took a break for December. And I guess we'll start it again in the spring in March. And the person is calling in. Definitely we're going to have it because we were making. My challenge with that is that we only had very few numbers of people that were taking the classes. That was my challenge. And I guess I should not make that a criteria for whether I'm having the classes or not. But it helps when you're doing a class and you have more than just two people.
Yes.
Because in a mediumship class, it's important for us to bounce off and feed each other's energy. Because as mediums, that's what you're doing, is that each one of us is bringing our own spirit. But definitely we're going to have our classes, our mediumship training classes are going to resume in March. And for me also, the day of the week was challenging because some people said that they couldn't do it in the evening after work. And the weekends are always packed, so I've been playing with the concept and the ideas of when to do it. But definitely by the spring, we're going to have after the spring equinox fast, we will be coming back with the mediumship training. So thank you so much for asking for that.
Okay.
Also, I want to say that we have a special going on now on our central mango ginger sugar scrub, but I'll talk about that, about getting ready for your divine partner when I talk on the second, the next topic. I'll talk more about that. So I hope this explanation helps on the Aborisha classes. And I think what I'm going to do is change or add in parentheses, Aborisha is our worshippers, because if people don't speak Yoruba, they will not know what an Aborisha is perhaps. So I'm going to change that. So thank you for bringing that to my attention.
Okay. Now, back to the abundance of life. Did you speak on shifting the negative thought?
Yes. That's what we're saying. All that we just finished talking about was about how do you shift it? By treating yourself, you know, as you do your say loving things. That's to change your mind. Because once you shift your mind, then, you know, you realize that the ego is invested in the past and not the present. So you have to choose to be around people who will encourage your self-discovery. So if you're on a path to loving yourself again, you have to be around people who are thinking positive things and are uplifting you. You know how sometimes you have a group of friends that are so depleting when they're coming or you're inviting them somewhere? You're saying, oh, God, I'm going to be talking something negative. You know what? You can choose to be in their company once every 3 months versus every week. You have the right to do that. Just, you know, let them know that, you know, I need to be very positive right now, and I know you're going through something. Let me know if there's something I can do to help you. And you give them a certain amount of time. You listen to them. You support them. But don't let them always be draining you and draining you, continuously draining you. You know, and don't put yourself in a place that you're always draining yourself and living in the past. You know, the ego is invested in the past and not the present. So the ego is always thinking of ways of just bombarding your spiritual growth. If I believed in the devil, and which I don't, I would call it ego. Ego is that thing that sneaks up on you to make you think, I'm going to get you. You're not as smart as you think you are. You know you need to go out there and say, you know that person said that thing just to hurt your feelings. I would call ego the devil. In my system, I don't believe that there's such a thing that whose energy is primarily to destroy me. I think that my mental state, my ego, the part of me that makes me not connected to who I am and whose I am, made me believe that the negative parts of me that has as much power as the positive, and it doesn't.
That's one of the things that I had to learn, was that there were people around me. I'm always trying to help people. people. And I had to finally get in my heart and understand myself that I can't always help everyone.
No, because when you become codependent, you become codependent. You know? Yeah, you have to choose.
Yes.
You have to love yourself enough. You have to love yourself enough to choose when is it that you're going to let people disturb you. And you have, you know, an appointment with them. Tell them, okay, I can talk to you Friday at 5 o'clock. And you speak and let them talk for an hour.
Yes, because it sometimes becomes very draining, as you said.
It is.
It drains your energy, and you just sort of become consumed with their problem, and you have no problems, or you don't consider any issues that you're going through major problems, but you let the other people's problems consume you and drain
that's because they're fighting with their ego. They're battling with their ego, and then you're allowing them to bring their ego problem and drop it in your lap. But like you said, you used to do it because once you recognize that, you know what, I need to love myself enough to know that, you know, I'm not helping them, and they're draining me, and I'm allowing it. So it's not about the other person. It's about you loving yourself enough to say, you know what, I love myself too much to allow someone else to bring me down.
Yes.
And it's not about them. It's about you. And when you give them that hour, that you give them an appointment when they can call you, they value it so much because they know that you've taken the time to really be there and to listen to them versus anytime they want to and you're distracted because you're not really invested in giving them that time. They feel it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you give them that moment and give them your total attention, then it's there. And when they come with a full package, they drop it, and you let them know which part of the package you're going to take, which package they can take back with them. And you drop all of that at my gate. Anytime you can see, like driving by and telling me or calling me or, you know.
Yes. Okay. I see that we have some callers on the line listening. If you have comments or questions or just want to throw some information out there, you'll have to press the number 1, and that way we'll know that you want to speak on the air with Yaya Feeney. And the calling number is 310-742-1887. And don't forget, press if you just want to listen, then calling in is enough. But if you actually want to speak on the air, you have to press the number 1. To speak on the air. Okay.
Right.
So, should we go on to number 2 now?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Getting ready for your divine partner to come into your life requires commitment and discipline.
Correct. Okay, so if you're single and the 14th of February 2013 is driving you nuts, get yourself ready for your divine partner to come into your life. Because remember, we discussed that before, that some people may feel that, you know, this is a period that, oh, I'm depressed, I'm sad, I'm bombarded. So get ready for next year. You know, it's like you're graduating. You're like, ooh, I'm excited about next year, and it's not here yet. So getting ready for your divine partner to come into your life requires commitment. You have to commit to it and be disciplined. So you have to require something. You look at yourself and say, what is it that I feel that I want to change about my life so that I can feel healthy, so I can feel wealthy, and so I can feel productive? So you look at yourself and your health. Are you in tune with what it is that makes you feel good? Are you at the weight that makes you feel healthy? Not on a diet because you want to look like something that someone else says that that's a picture of success. When you feel healthy, you feel that you can go up the stairs without grabbing your chest, that you can dance without feeling that you're about to pass out, that you have your blood pressure under control, you have whatever addictions, food addictions that you have, be it cigarettes, white foods, white rice, bread, do you have that in check to make you feel good? So you have to commit to that. So if you feel healthy, then that aspect of you, you're committed, and continue to do what it is that you're doing to feel that commitment. I mean, to feel that and to be disciplined about it. Go ahead and do it. As we said, one guilty treat a month, not every week, not every day. And so if you feel healthy and you feel that, you know, you feel vibrant, then you're going to be able to feel wealthy. What are the things that are making you feel not wealthy? Wealth is having abundance, having enough to share with others. That's what abundance, that's what wealth is. Do I have enough to share? So if you have a closet full of clothes that you know you'll not wear, get rid of them. A packed closet with clothes that you're not wearing is going to be depressing. Pack them up, wash them, pack them up, put them in a bag, and give them away. That is going to create a pull, a magnet for bringing more clothing to you to replace that. That's scientifically proven. When you move it, and you remove it, you open yourself for more to come. So if that's not, if when you open your closet, if it looks disorganized and you don't know what you have, give yourself a day of rediscovering what you have in your closet so you don't keep buying the same brown skirt or black blouse continuously because you forgot that you have it. Or if you have things there that don't fit you, that is out of date, you know you won't use again, but somebody gave it to you 20 years ago. You know, you're not going to use it. Give it to someone that you know will appreciate it, or just give it to a total stranger. You can give it to your friends or someone that you know, I always love this blouse. Give it to them. And every time they wear it, says, oh, I love your blouse. And they say, oh, someone who loves me gave me that. You know, and connected to that feeling. And so that's what wealth is, to be able to have enough abundance that you can share. Wealthy doesn't mean that you have an oversupply of money that you're going to take and go to the mall and go crazy. And so what makes you feel productive? What is it that makes you feel healthy, wealthy, and productive? When you feel productive, it means that every day you find something that you can pull from the unknown to be creative. That's what productivity is to me. That's Oshun. This is a very good month to do the productivity aspect of your life. Find something to create. Something that's going to look nice, that's going to look beautiful, that's going to look pretty, that's going to enhance your life or enhance the life of someone else. So to be productive means that you have organized your desk at your job, at your work, all of the old papers and things that have kept you feeling overwhelmed every Friday when you're leaving. You're like, oh, God, I got to meet this again Monday. You know, on Friday, just take that stuff home and organize it. Throw out what you're not, shred what you're not going to use. Buy a little file at the dollar store and put it in order so when you come back, you feel, oh, my God, my office feels lighter. It feels wonderful. And in your home, it's the same thing. Clean out that, and that's what I'm going to do, quietly said. I have, I have this little thing in my bathroom where I have these baskets that I have stuff. I have shampoo and little soaps and stuff because I travel a lot and I get from the hotel. Why do I have that? I'm not going to move it. So I have half little bottles of hair conditioner. So that's what I'm doing this month, is I'm getting rid of all of that little stuff that's crazy. I found that I had 5 bottles of rubbing alcohol. Why do I have 4 bottles of rubbing alcohol in the bathroom? I got a problem, okay? So I'm going to address that. So I'm getting rid of that stuff. I'm going to be productive in my bathroom. And I'm packing up all of that stuff, and I have a little group of people that I periodically give gifts to, and I'm going to pack that up and give it to them, and they'll be so happy for all 4 bottles because I don't need 5 bottles. I need 4. How often do I use alcohol? Yeah, and they'll be happy for it, and I'll take it to them, and the little lotions and the little shampoos. I'm packing all of that up, and I'm giving it to my little homeless friend. So we have to find, you know, so you're getting ready for your divine partner to come into your life. You have to have commitment and discipline. So if you feel healthy, you feel wealthy, And the discipline that you need to know is that I need to do everything to keep this thing flowing because I'm readying myself to fall in love with myself. Because when you fall in love with yourself, and that's how usually you fall in love or someone, you find yourself in a relationship, is when you give up trying to look for the person and you start looking about yourself. You say, you know what, I don't have time for this. I'm just going to focus on me. And bam, that's when the person shows up. It always works like that. Yeah, always works like that because when you're out there looking for it, it's not going to come because you're looking for it with desperate eyes. You're not doing. You don't have the commitment to yourself or the discipline to do it. So do whatever you know that you need to do to be healthy, to be wealthy, and committed, and to be disciplined. You know, find a friend to walk with in the evening after supper. When you finish eating, find a friend and you and the person just go and do a walking for half an hour. That's discipline, but it's going to make you connect you to feeling healthy. To feel healthy, you want to move. You want to do some aerobics. So even if you can't get to the gym, on my newsletter, I said, you know, download a nice salsa CD or some R&B and just dance.
Mm-hmm.
As you clean your house and rearrange your furniture and get rid of your 5 bottles of alcohol. You know, put on some music and just start cleaning it up. So you have to get ready for your divine part.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to, of course, then start making some positive affirmations. Kianga, my massage mama, therapist, wonderful person, gave me this affirmation. And I don't say it directly as she says it, but the concept works because it has worked for me.
Mm-hmm.
Is that my divine partner is walking towards me and I'm walking towards him and I deserve to be in his life and he deserves to be in mine. And I leave it at the feet of God, Ashe. I have been saying that and, you know, my divine partner is in my life. By just saying it and affirming it and preparing yourself and being healthy and wealthy and productive, the person will find you and you will find them without the drama. And without the crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you get it and it doesn't work, you know that this is a preparation or a dress rehearsal for the next one. So if you're getting ready for your divine partner to come into your life, the commitment and the discipline is about what are you going to do about you. You know, so you keep healthy, you do your cleansing of your house, and then, of course, you want to take and get yourself involved with anything that's going to give you information on how to make yourself step out of your comfort zone and make yourself available to partner. You have to make yourself available. You have to go places alone, or you may want to join an internet dating site. Marsha from Sorted Out gave a wonderful, wonderful workshop here at my office. And it helped so many people, myself included, in knowing exactly how to go about dating in a very committed and disciplined way. That when you date, it's just a date. It's not a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It has a CD on it that we can you can get access to it. You can just email me at yayapedia@bellsouth.net and I'll let you have access to her stuff. Or just go to startitout.net and you can ask her for it. It's a wonderful CD on how to successfully date, how to go about internet dating in a safe way. She is a master at it. Very, 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 very good CD that she has. And she can give you private classes and how to do it. I found them to be very, very helpful. The stepping out of your comfort zone and putting yourself in a place that your divine partner will come into your life and just shifting some of the old beliefs that you have about yourself and beliefs that have been told to you and that your ego reaffirms to you when you're feeling discouraged or afraid. Very, very good. So when you're getting ready for it, you have to definitely be committed to it and be disciplined and work on yourself and put the affirmation that the person is coming, yours is coming, and then you have to dress and prepare. And then next we're going to go into the third aspect, which is spiritually re-empower yourself. And that's the third sex issue. Do we have anyone that wants to ask a question on that?
I have someone in the chat room who has a question. It's
okay.
Not on that. She says, is the Oshun scrub available as a perfume? I guess she's looking at your website.
Yes. No, not yet. I'm actually working on that. Thank you. The essential scrub, which is, that's what I was supposed to be talking about. It in this section? No, the next section. The Oshun scrub is only available in the exfoliation sugar, mango ginger sugar scrub. And then I have the lotion, the Oshun essential lotion. I am actually working on, by the time we have the Oshun festival, we're going to have the Oshun body spray and the bedroom spray, where you spray your bed. So we have the Oshun soap as well. We have the soap, we have the lotion, and we have the scrub. We don't have the perfume. I have the body spray coming up. I've been working on it because I don't want it to be something greasy. I want it to be light, mist, and like a mist.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been working on trying to perfect it. But we'll have it by the time, by the Oshun Festival in March, we'll have it in April, we'll have it for you. So, no, I don't have it in a perfume. The perfume is in the scrub. If you use the scrub, trust me, it will stay with you. The odor stays with you the entire day. And if you put the lotion on, somebody will want to lick you. Somebody is going to want to lick you, literally. And so when you're getting ready for your divine partner, those are the things that you want to use. You want to shift your energy so that when you pass in the mall, someone says, oh, my God, you smell so good. You say, thank you. You know, or you go and then you're in the line somewhere getting your license renewed, you know, and you meet someone that's working there or something. When you use it, it is very magnetic. Very, 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 very magnetic. Trust me, it works for those of you who know. So I have a special going on for the month of February so that you can spice up your bedroom with the Oshun scrub. The 9-ounce bottle that usually sells for $29, I'm offering it on a special for $25. And the 4-ounce set is usually $14. You have it available for $10. And it's only for the month of February. To give you an opportunity to rock your world and to make somebody lick you.
Okay, you know, using those words, that's going to make the archives.
That's right. So if you have the newsletter, you see my model, Aize. And there's a video on it, and she's talking about it, and she puts it in her mouth and says, yes, and it's edible. And I told her, I said, my God, this thing looks like soft porn. The way the commercial is about it, but, you know, enjoy it. And it's on YouTube. You can look it up on YouTube. You see that it's just too much. She says, yes. Yes, and it is edible. Because people ask me, is it edible? I say, yes, it is. Because I don't know what they're doing with it. If they're putting it on bread. where is it that they're putting it? But it is edible. So when you get ready for your divine partner, that's what you want to do. You want to wake up your pheromones. You want to wake up the part of you that say, hello, hello. You know, and then step out of your comfort zone. Step out of feeling that a woman should not approach a man. Get out of a feeling that you should not be on internet dating. You know, put yourself out there, but with discretion, and don't act foolish. You know, and if all you're doing is practicing, and you may meet some frogs before you meet your prince or your princess, but don't give up. Don't give up, because if all you're doing is meeting some people to let you know how together you are, but you're always giving yourself an opportunity to meet some very good and decent people. Because I remember when I thought the internet was just run by, you know, Big Brother, and we have to be afraid of it. And look at me now. I've met some wonderful people through the internet, you know. So it is what you put into it. You don't want to put your personal business, not even on Facebook. You want to put yourself that you want people that, if you have a community, you don't want to be given, you know, letting people have peace. For you to be a case where it's free therapy, that you're getting therapy from people that don't need, that are not even committed to you because they don't know your issues.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be very sensitive to that. But get out of your way, you know, get out of your own way of believing that we have to be in the same mind frame as we were 30 years ago. And for the young people who are seeking mates and want to get married and that, it's the same thing. Prepare yourself. There are people there available for you. You just have to know that there is a process, it's a science to it, there's a method, there's a commitment and a discipline towards dating on the internet. And there, it can be safe. But if you go at it and feel that it's a relationship versus it's just a dating experience, that's when you disappoint yourself because you're going at it the wrong way. You're doing it desperately.
Yes.
You know, but I'm on the internet as well, the day one of dating sites. And one of the things that I find is that it's like the time or men and women have sort of shifted places where I find that men are now in a hurry to meet. And men think that after only a couple of conversations online that you're the one. You know, how can you determine that I'm the one after saying hi to me and I like your picture?
Well, that's just telling you that that person is crazy.
Yes. That's the way I take it.
That person is crazy. That person is crazy because they're desperate and they're dangerous because they don't know who they are and whose they are.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't want to take their time to know you and to explore who you are, there are men that are actually looking for mates. Some are widows, some are divorced, some have learned that whoring around did not work, and now that they're older, they're ready to settle down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and some men are in a relationship that, you know, it went as far as it could, and they have outgrown each other, and they have moved on, and that kind of thing. And then, of course, you find the fool that's on their life. That's okay, but that's in life. You know, when you go to pick out tomatoes, some of the tomatoes look good, and then you get home, and three of them were spoiled. You know, you can't go try to find the farmer and kill the farmer. You just say, you know what, I need to be a little more careful in choosing my tomatoes.
So
they're good people. They're good men and women that are lonely and are seeking mates, but you also have some that are desperate. You don't want anyone that's desperate because they're not connected to who they are and who they are. If they know who they are, they're willing to take their time. And then the woman in this thing, or the man that's dating, has to know exactly what it is they want. What it is that they require and what it is that they're not going to say, well, I'm going to, what is not negotiable? You know, if you're a woman that it's not negotiable for you to have someone come to your house after just meeting them for the first date, if that's not negotiable for you, then don't allow it because the person said something that made you feel guilty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no, this is not, this is a great, no, this, we don't, we, no, 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 we can't go there. Or I don't want you to talk to me like this. And I'm not going to have it. It's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Marsha says. The favorite word in online dating is nasty.
You see, my favorite word is block.
Yeah, block it, yeah. And that's it. And move on. Because remember, it's not a relationship. It's just dating. It's a dating site. If they say this is a relationship site.
Yeah.
And so if you're getting ready, you know, this could be practice. It's a good practice, but you have to know where is your line. You have to draw your line in the sand and do not step over it.
Mm-hmm.
Until you feel comfortable and the other person feel comfortable, then that's fine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so like I said, there are rules that go with it for intelligent dating, just like there are rules for picking tomatoes. Because it's red and it's soft doesn't mean that it's good.
Yes. Lady Speaks in the chat room says that you are getting live.
I'm getting what?
Live. L-I-V-E. that was when you were mentioning the tasting.
Oh, Otis. Yes,
definitely. Let's see. Okay, family, don't forget, you can type your questions in the chat room, and I'll make sure that Yayafini hears them and answers your question. Or you can call in, and the call-in number is 310-742-1887. That's 310-742-1887. Don't forget to press the number 1 so that you can speak on the air. So, should we go to number 3 now?
Okay.
Okay.
Number 3, we want to talk about spiritually re-empower yourself. Do you want to read it? You go ahead and read it, Ruby.
Okay. Spiritually re-empower yourself by gaining information on the power of using
homeopathy.
Okay. And the next word?
Oh, Ayurvedic oil.
Okay, oils to shift your energy field and the energy in your home and office.
Yes. So we talked about that earlier when we were talking about the sugar scrub and that where it
mm-hmm.
wakes up hormones. And
yes.
So spiritually, you have to re-empower yourself. Go online, get some information on the power of homeopathic and Ayurvedic oils. How by using homeopathic herbs and oils you're able to shift the energy. How by using a spray in your house. How can you use different essences to wake up vibrations in your when it's combined to your own glands. How can it send an energy in the universe to shift the energy field around you in your home and in your office. How you could use a certain herb and oil to spray in your office to make everyone in the office calm. How to use something as simple as, what do you call it, lavender. You can spray lavender water and put a little lavender oil and water and spray it around your desk, and it changed the energy from a high frequency to a low frequency. So if there's a lot of chatter, a lot of arguing, a lot of fighting and fussing, it comes down to a vibration of compassion. It's scientifically proven that the herbs, the molecules in that particular oil shifts you. So if you're using that in your home to re-empower yourself and gaining a sense of connecting to who you are and whose you are, you want to be able to hear yourself. And so if there's arguing and shifting of energy and depression and crying about February the 14th and those kind of things, then you want to shift the energy in your home. You want to shift the energy in your home to make it one that is compassionate, agreeable, that you can commit and you can have the discipline for your self-recovery. When you walk into your home from work, you want to feel in a place that, you know, I'm working on myself to attract this divine partner for next year. So I can't be feeling depressed and sad. And so you start
mm-hmm.
using those herbs, you know. So you go online, you look up Ayurvedic oil or homeopathic herbs that can use, and you commit to a yoga or a massage for yourself at least twice a month to clear your energy field, your power channel. And allow your spirit to know itself as you go into bliss. I make sure that I have my massage at least twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to yoga about 3 times a week. And what it does for me, not only does the yoga firms my body and it makes me feel renewed and I feel tight because I'm stretching my muscles so that they can grow and become stronger, but also I am opening my chakra, my power channel, the part of me that seven areas of our lives, of our body and our energy field that spin. And when you do any type of movement in yoga, is to allow you to open up the parts of you that's stagnant and that's blocked so that you can open up your channel for abundance and for bliss. And bliss is when you have that feeling that, you know, it's like when you finish exercising, you just feel like you're in a zone and you feel so good. It may ache the next day, but that moment is just like, oh, I feel so good. Because you sweated, you detoxed yourself, you know. And so I said in this section here, this is where I said to use some of the Oshun Central Scrub and Lotion, because in it I have those things to shift the energy from being combative and negative and argumentative to being loving and receptive. And the lotion is not only for sensuality. It is to open the roads for you when you're getting ready to go for a job. The energy that you're going to put off, when you're going for an interview, when you're going on a trip, when you're going to take an exam, it puts you in a place that you are so calm that everyone around you can see your authentic love for yourself, and they feel it. And so that's why the energy shifts around you. It's not any magic in there to make you sensual. It is about waking up the part of you that is dormant, that has to do with opening your heart chakra. And that's what makes the essential scrub work. You know, So this is a wonderful sweetening the spirit and the senses, invoking the power of self-love and attracting divine love and abundance. And so when you take that scrub and you commit to your massage and your yoga and your oils and spraying your house, and you have your affirmations on your wall, and you're going to work dressed in the colors of the day. And those colors of the day, you can learn about them in my book, Meaningful Mondays, the days of the week that you would wear what colors. You automatically start feeling, you know what, I'm good. I am such a wonderful person. I am so together. You know, I am so, you know, you start walking with your, you have your warrior pose. You have a pose that you're standing with your back straight. Your shoulders are aligned, and you open up to a bliss factor from your yoga practice. You're just like, oh, you feel so good. That's the way that you can receive love. And if you could commit to that for the whole year, from February 14th to February 14th next year, trust me, you will be a changed person, because it has changed my life. Yoga has changed my life. The practice that I'm doing, using all of the things that I'm saying here. And that's one thing with me. I don't talk about something unless I've tried it, because I don't want anyone to tell me that, you know, this stuff don't work. I use it. I use all of the things there that I'm using, my shifting the energy in my home, burning incense. When you go on my website, you can see some of the incense that I use for banishing. I have banishing soap that if you're going through some trauma in your life, to get that energy, to put the sensual, the loving, the compassion back into your life, you have to sometimes cut, because sometimes you're in such an angry place that you can't just put sugar on top of sweat. You know? You have to sweat it out first. You have to get rid of it. You have to allow yourself the moment to grieve, to let go, to ask yourself forgiveness. And that's what the banishing soap does and the banishing wash. It allows you to shift your energy from being in pain to being in neutral, and then you can use your scrub to be in abundance. So there's a scientific balance that you want to create for yourself. So finally, you must state with conviction the intentions that you desire to enhance your life.
Okay, before we go to that one, you mentioned your Meaningful Monday book. I wanted to just read something from your website, and it's going to be the short one. And it says, the Meaningful Monday, January 28th. It says, Happy Monday, family. It says, this month's Meaningful Monday entries are all about love. Although as people, we tend to love the warm, fuzzy, and intimate feelings that come with romantic love. I would like to expand my focus beyond romantic love to focus on the kind of unconditional, everyday love that is required even in moments where love does not feel fuzzy. I was reading that it came back to my mind when you were talking about, you know, the different things that you have that where you could bring love and show love. And sometimes we're going to need those things that you have because people are not always fuzzy and warm in the real world when you're out there.
Mm-hmm. And it depends on what you're putting out.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, because if you're toxic and you're feeling depressed and sad, you are going to attract that. But if you, in attracting it, you recognize that this is not making me feel any better, in that moment you can say, no, you know what, I'm going to be the positive one here. This crap, this is free therapy. Or like you said, you know, yeah, you can't find the warm and fuzzy, then you become the warm and fuzzy.
Yes, yes. And family, I got that from Yaya Feeney's website under blog. And it's, she actually has an excerpt from her book on there that is definitely worth reading. And concentrate on the questions that are asked after it gives the scenario, so to speak. There's a list of questions that, you know, as far as what should I do, you should really go on there. It's just on her website, www.yayafeeney.com, under blog. And send her some feedback after you've read that. Send her some feedback. I'm sorry,
yes. That was the blog for last Monday. Yeah, that was very powerful.
Yes. It just brought it back to my mind when you were talking just now. And I was like, okay, I read something. So I went back to your website, and that's where I saw it at.
Okay, wonderful. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, we can go to the last one.
Yeah.
Do you want me to read it?
Yes.
Okay, finally, you must state with conviction the intentions that you desire to enhance your life.
Right.
Yeah.
With conviction, meaning that you believe it.
Mm-hmm.
That you believe it. You can't just say, well, I hope I'll have so-and-so. Well, just saying hope right there. You're not going to get it. You have to state with conviction, meaning that you speak it in the present tense. I am such and such and such versus I wish I had or one day I will have. No, you say, my divine partner is in my life and I am grateful. And if it's not there, then the universe says, oh, okay, let me show up. You know? So if you want to celebrate love on February 14th, 2013, do it first by authentically loving yourself right where you are. And take those steps to improve your life. If you desire a different reality by February 2014. And that's what we're saying. I challenge you. I challenge you to do that. I challenge you to do it. And next February 14, God willing, we will be back and you can tell me the testimonials of it. If you have the discipline, the commitment, and you're following authentically loving yourself and finding the place to bliss out and to treat yourself like a lover, there is no way that the universe, because abundance, the world, the universe is full of abundance. We just got to know which tree to pick. You know, the other day I had on my Facebook, all of us have gifts. All of us are gifted, but some of us choose not to open the package. Yeah, someone told me that the other day, and I was like, oh, I love that. I love that quote, and I put it up there. All of us are gifted. God, the universe gives us gifts. Some of us just decide not to open the package because we're so busy looking at somebody else's package that was bigger and a bigger wrapper and a bigger bowl. It looks, you know, like it's something that we always wanted and all of that, and you come to realize that, you know, yours is right there. All you got to do is open it. So,
yes.
My friend, whatever you do, celebrate you. Do this however you desire. But by all means, remember that you are perfect as you are in this moment. Like today at yoga, Kianga was speaking about the power of just acknowledging, respect where you are. Respect it. Respect it because know that it is the birth of where you're going. You know? So it says, make time for self-love, a romance bath for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I give these ingredients. You get 5 roses, one tablespoon of cinnamon, 5 tablespoons of honey, 1 can of beer or a bottle of beer, either can or bottle, doesn't matter. 5 oranges, cut them in half, and you squeeze them. Add all of this to a warm bathtub of water. Play your favorite jazz CD. Light a pink candle and submerge lovingly as you authentically honor and give glory to yourself. So, again, 5 roses, and you pick off the petals of it and you sprinkle it into the bath. 1 tablespoon of cinnamon, 5 tablespoons of honey, 1 can of beer, 5 oranges that you cut in half and you squeeze, and you add all of this to a warm bathtub of water. You put on your favorite CD, you light a pink candle, and you get into the water and say, I am just such a wonderful, loving person, and my divine partner is coming and walking towards me, and I'm coming and walking towards them. And if your divine partner is there, take this loving bath and affirm that I am everything that this partner requires, desires, and will always want. And I am this divine, loving partner that my mate has always wanted, required, and desired. And you lovingly state that. So it's used for both cases, if it's there or if it's coming. And a new twist on love. For those who want to bliss out, as I do this month, if you are in South Florida, join Inner Journey Yoga Studio in West Palm Beach. Come and allow Kianga to heal you at Talking Hands Massage Studio. And you can just go to innerjourneyyoga@yahoo.com. And you can learn and see how is it that Yanga's wonderful hands is helping me to find the self-love and the discipline of just finding the time for me. Because I get so busy with trying to and allowing people to see, to empower the people, to empower themselves, and to use that empowerment to change the world, that sometimes I forget to bliss out. So for the past year, I've just been having my massage and yoga every day. April will make it a year that I have moved to this area, and it just makes me so wonderful feeling the love that I have for myself by giving myself the permission to know that I desire and require to do the things to keep me healthy, which is yoga and massage. That has changed my life completely. I want to say a little quote from Deepak Chopra. The secret of attraction is to love yourself. Attractive people judge neither themselves nor others. Let me say that again. The secret of attraction is to love yourself. Attracting people judge neither themselves. Attractive people judge neither themselves nor others. They are open to gestures of love. They think about love and express their love in every action. They know that love is not a mere sentiment, but the ultimate truth at the heart of the universe. That's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So it summarizes everything that we've been talking about. You have to think about love, and you have to express love in every action that you do. You know, and you know that love is not a mere sentiment, but the ultimate truth at the heart of the universe. Because the universe wants you to have love. It wants you to feel love. But you've got to understand that you have to love yourself first. When I become president of the United States, I am going to make it a law that in the first grade we teach children about self-love. Because we tell everybody about being kind to others,
mm-hmm.
and to stand in line in the kindergarten and to hold on to hands and to love your brothers and all of that. No, my thing is going to be starting in the kindergarten. Everyone is going to learn why it's important to look in the mirror and say, I'm so beautiful. I am so attractive. I'm so brilliant. You know, and to teach children from very young, from a very young age, how to find kind deeds and words for themselves, so that they don't, in teenage years, there seems to be a noise in the background. So that they,
yeah, I'm hearing that.
Yeah. So someone needs to mute their mic, so that they, the children don't spend the rest of their life trying to their teenage years trying to find a peer that's going to become their love reflection. And that's why the teenage years is so hard for us, because we don't teach our children from an early age that the feeling that you have about something when you feel it for the first time, follow that. Follow that. If something tells you this doesn't seem like it's a good person, more than likely it's not. This don't feel like a good choice, more than likely it's not. Don't let anyone talk you into or out of who you authentically know who you are. That is what I will be doing when I become president. It's to change what it is that we're telling our children in the schools.
Yes.
In kindergarten, we have to bombard the children to let them know that you are the most important part of the equation on this planet. And you owe it to yourself to love yourself enough to when somebody tells you or does something to you that is not right, you have the right to let them know it in every way that you can, in every word, action, or deed. And that's why we have to, as grown-ups, take 2 hours to talk about how to do the very thing that the universe knows that we require, which is to give and to receive love. In every action that we do, it has to be about loving someone. And it has to be about loving yourself. When you give to someone, you're loving yourself enough to know that the person is going to appreciate it and they're going to reflect love back at you. When you pack up all of those things that you no longer use and you give it out, it's the same thing. You're going to feel it. When you do a bubble bath for yourself, you feel so good when you come out. When you put little quarters in the little expired meter, you feel so good. You feel like a little brat, but you feel good. when you have a person that lives in your condo, another tenant that just treats you mean, and you give them, you know, sparkling grape juice for Christmas, it just changed their whole relationship. It just changes it. They're like, oh, my God, and I've been so mean. You don't even have to tell them that they've been mean. By your actions, they then become accountable to their own madness. And that's the blog that I was taking from what you had covered earlier. That's how I dealt with that issue. You've got to come from a place of love. I've not always come from a place of love. And that's why now, in the past maybe 20 years, I have come from a different place of love, because I recognize that the moments and the things that made me do things from fear and from anger is because I didn't love myself enough. It's taken me, you know, it took me about 40 years for me to recognize that, you know, this is not working because you don't even know who you are. You're so busy trying to please everybody, do everything that everybody says so that they can think that you're a good person. But if you don't believe that you're a good person, that's not going to work. Because the minute that you stop hearing it, then you freak out. And when you get to that point that you think that you've mastered it, it will sneak up on you again and remind you that you're still a work in progress.
Yeah.
That happened to me 2 years ago at Mauritius celebration. I had to be reminded that I need to love myself enough to know that everything is going to be all right, even when things do not turn out the way that I had planned. And I let I realized that, and I said, I need to let this go.
Yes.
Come back to love.
You have to know yourself, and you have to be in a certain place. And I feel anyway that even when it comes to relationships or just loving yourself, you have to be in a certain place in order for any of that to become a reality in your life. I always say that, you know, right now I'm working, I'm putting a lot of things together. I don't have a lot of time to devote to a relationship. If I meet someone, he has to be strong enough to know that I believe that I have a gift, or I know I have a gift, and I'm using that gift to work towards an abundant life for myself and to get things done that I feel that I need to get done, and calling that I'm being pulled towards. And so I'm, you know, when I'm listening to what you're saying, you know, I'm trying to reevaluate, you know, my thoughts and, you know, whether or not my thinking is correct when I say that.
You're correct in exactly where you are. You're correct in exactly where you are. And if you need correcting, the universe will bring it to you to change that. You don't have to say that you're too busy for relationships. You say that I'm working on something to improve, that when the relationship does come, I can acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you put a negative in it, then it blocks it.
Okay.
Yeah, then it blocks it. So you're working on embracing and allowing that mate to walk to you. And this is part of the process. You're working on the things that you need to work for yourself to become more self-loving. Because remember, attractive people judge neither themselves nor others. So for you to attract something, you can't judge whether you're ready or whether you're not, or whether the other person is ready or whether you're not. You are attractive because you just know that the universe is bringing you everything that you require. And then that you will be patient with yourself and with your process.
Hmm.
Yeah, don't put yourself on hold. Don't put yourself on hold. Don't put yourself on hold.
Okay.
Just move towards it. Affirm that the divine mate is coming, the divine love is coming, the divine partner. Divine meaning that is ordained, that it is blessed, that it is approved. And like I said, you may see some frogs before you get your princess or your prince. And when the frog comes, this is also divine, because I'm in such a divine place that I'm not taking up this frog and saying that this is my prince or my princess. That's divine right there, because you know we've taken up a lot of prince and frogs before and tried to create it and make it a prince or a princess, and that didn't work. So if you're a place that when you can recognize it, you are in divine order. You're in perfection. You're in that place right there. Right there where the universe is bringing you, is licking your arm, like my dog licks me. When I put the scrub on and stuff, he just wants to lick my arm. He feels it, you know, the energy is there. So God wants to come and lick you with love. Put that love on you, you know, because licking you on your arm and your legs or wherever is to show you approval. That's mm-hmm. love, you know, so allow God to bring that to you. Let the universe bring it to you. Whatever you want to call it, God, the universe, the source, whatever. But when you attract things, it's because you're not judging whether you're ready or not. You're just saying, God has a plan for me, and I'm open to it, and I'm doing what I need to do. And you just do it. You don't judge that, whether you're busy and that kind of thing, because you're blocking it. You're sending second messages. But you are perfect just where you are because you're acknowledging it. And that counts for something. That counts for a lot. you know, because we have a lot of people on the 14th that are beating up on themselves and feel, well, this 14th thing is a bunch of mess. Nobody wants to be doing that. I'm not. I never buy something. I'm not Eurocentric. I'm not getting a gift for my woman. And, you know, that's a lot of toxic energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of toxic energy that's being displayed. Someone that wants to make it February the 14th something bad or ugly, that person is toxic. They need, you know, to understand that a balanced life, you know, is a place of honor, is a place of knowing and acting that you know who you are and whose you are.
Yes. Okay. Family, I see we have some callers online. We only have a few minutes left. If you have a question, you can press the number 1 to speak with Yaya Feeney if you have a quick question or comment or just something you want to share. You can press that number 1. The caller number is 310-742-1887 and press the number 1. And Lady Speaks, she has been very active in the chat room. I would like to say, I guess everyone else is just in the chat room listening, which is great. We love that too. If you have any questions, you can type them into the chat room, and I will make sure Yaya Feeney hears them and answers. We, as I said, Yaya Feeney, we have about a little over 3 minutes left. Oh, we have a question here in the chat room. Caller 7718930. I'm bringing your mic up. Your question or comment?
Hi, good evening. I wanted to ask a question in regard to myself and my partner. We've been seeing to be, I guess, facing some difficulty for myself. Having him be more in touch with the relationship more on an emotional level and finding out who he is and how we can come together, you know, as two spiritual beings and also increasing intimacy because just I'm a very, you know, passionate person and I guess he tends to shy away in regards to intimacy, saying that it shouldn't be the end all be all.
Okay, so your question
I didn't know how to.
What is your question?
I didn't know how to just basically be more in tune with him so that we connect more often.
Okay, so you can connect more often sexually?
Yes.
Well,
and emotionally.
Yeah, I think that y'all just need to speak to each other, find out exactly, you know, and be honest with yourself. Because when you go into a relationship, sometimes we are so into pleasing the other person that we don't really show them ourselves. And we just say the things that we don't really let them know, well, I don't like this or I like this, you know. That I don't like this, I want this, I require this, this is a deal breaker for me. I think you need to go back and just look at the relationship and ask yourself and ask him, sit down and say, you know what, we need to have a talk. And don't be ashamed or afraid for him to see you and tell him the same thing. The second thing I could recommend to you, and I'm not ambulance chasing here, I would recommend you to get a consultation, a reading on your romantic relationship to see if there's a shift in the energy or something that y'all can both do spiritually together that could shift the energy and bring you into that hallelujah state. Because there could be a blockage from his past, your past, and both of the passes have booked up on each other, and you need to know exactly what to do to move from there. So those are the two things. Fight with the mental thing of sitting down and just actually talking and feeling safe enough to talk to him. And the second thing is perhaps get a consultation, a reading from an astrologer or myself or someone else that does readings on romance and on our relationship and find out exactly what rituals need to happen so that you can be realigned again.
Okay, and I can do that through your website, correct?
Or you could just email me at yayafeeney@bellsouth.net, or you can give me a call. When you go into my website, you can see my 800 number. Thank you, dear.
Okay.
Are there any other
so
questions?
That should be pretty much it. Just really quickly, on my own part, I just want to make sure that I am not replacing sex for a much deeper issue that I need, like, you know, when you need to connect in a certain place and there's a void, I don't want to be replacing it with sex.
Okay. Yeah, well, let's talk about that on off the line.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Sandy, do you have, like, maybe a half a second left? Do you want to give a closing remark?
Well, the only thing that I want to close with is just to make sure that you are authentically loving yourself by stating who you are to yourself first. Because if you know who you are and whose you are, the world and the world around you is going to embrace that. And the people who don't embrace it doesn't mean that they're not worthy of it. It's just that it's not the time for it to be embraced by them. And it's not to be stated by them. And you don't have to make them to be the all in all and word of your worth. Love yourself. Treat yourself with respect. Treat yourself in honestly loving yourself like you would love others and the way that you would treat your best friend.
Thank you.
So thank you very much again, Ruby, and the listeners and the call-ins. And just visit my website, yayafine.com, and sign up for my monthly newsletter. And I promise you, you will not be disappointed. We have new things coming up every month. I'm going to start featuring one of my listeners as a favorite and all of that. We're going to be giving away gifts and running raffles and all types of beautiful things. So thank you again. Lady Speak, thank you very much because I've been on your show. You're an amazing, amazing woman. Thank you, Ruby, and everyone else that's been listening. So thank you.
Thank you, family. Good night.
Good night.